Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for our Season 15, Episode 2 Watch Along of The Bachelorette. We're just about to get started, which means at the exact moment we're about 10 minutes behind you guys, but we will be quickly caught up. My lovely producer, Steven, is handing me this remote, and I'm also joined by my amazing panel, including...
Christine! Hey guys, I'm back. What's up?
We'll go to Mike next.
Hey, Mike Dealing, ready to hit it really hard and give a no-nonsense review of what this chick's doing.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to announce that we have a guest this week who you guys probably recognize if you're reality TV fans. Rachel Swindler, our favorite contestant from Big Brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm ready to talk some juicy gossip.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Rachel is not a nepotism hire, guys. She's a Bachelorette super fan and a great host. So we're super excited to have you here. Did I introduce myself? I don't know if I did. My name is Jeff Graham, guys. I'm super excited to be here.
If not, you deserve it twice, Jeff.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to start the episode now, and then we will be caught up with you in just a minute. But for those of you who waited to start until we did, we're starting it. Oh, that's probably my voice on the laptop, unfortunately.
Not anymore. All
right, we are starting the broadcast right now.
Aww. Look at you.
I like the way you look.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, work.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, God. There's just your boy, John Paul Jones.
Oh.
What did he throw at him?
Looked like a something from his drink.
They look like tiny tomatoes.
Here we go.
All right.
We just got through the preview. There's a waterfall. There's a duck.
Mellow guitar music.
Hannah's goofing around.
Hannah's practicing pole dancing on columns.
As you do.
Yep. Get it, girl. Oh.
Okay. What song is
that? Okay, she's a rapper now.
Does everybody get a rap on this show at some point?
Are you, John?
No, I mean...
Okay, very confident.
Okay. I was surprised he got through the last episode. Oh, Luke P., there he is.
Luke's crazy. I can't wait.
He's nuts.
Luke is the fence jump of the season.
He's one of the
We're just waiting for him to Hulk out on somebody.
Yes.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
Oh, the tension. Oh.
This is a sausage guy?
Yeah.
Luke S. He better get eliminated on this date then.
Good. Oh. Oh gosh.
He's gonna be JPJ.
Oh. You know Luke P's. He's gonna be like, make that date all about him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's like, I got this. Oh.
Peter, pilot.
Peter, the pilot.
Pilot Pete is right off the bat, like, next Bachelor potential.
You think so?
him and dude right in the front there, I forget his name, in the brown shirt.
Yeah.
What about the guy in the brown shirt?
Is it Thomas?
Mike Johnson?
Or, no, yeah, Mike Johnson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Mike Johnson's like, me.
Question. Does this franchise objectify men or women more? What do we think?
We ask that every episode.
What did we say last week? I forget.
Men.
We say men.
Men.
I take it that's a yes, sir.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
John Paul Jones.
I didn't know he could. What was that? Not a tricycle, but a unicycle. Ooh. Okay, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that too. Like,
is that Luke?
Yeah.
I know that girl. I've fallen on my ass before in a show. Certainly have.
Oh my god.
No!
Yes for the harmony!
Is that Alyssa or Alaska?
That was Alaska.
Do we have Drag Race fans in here?
I actually don't.
I think we're the only four people in LA who don't.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
All right. If you,
shame on us.
You can always check out our Drag Race after show, guys.
And they'll give you the tea.
They will.
Since we can't.
Ladies, are we excited about the Speedo portion?
Oh, heck yes.
Christine?
Yes, because right. This
Why
is as close as we're going to see.
Why can't I be excited for the Speedo portion?
Mike, are you excited for the Speedo portion?
Yes.
Guys, I'm thrilled.
I'll have to see what these guys
so excited. Oh. I can't wait to see what type of colors, you know? I
mean, it will be a
that's
good
what I'm looking for.
Psychology yeah. test.
I feel
to see
like...
how handle it.
Sorry, I feel like because she made such a big deal out of it, somebody's not going to show up.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, you mean like one of the
like,
one of the guys
gonna wuss out or something? Because she's like, I just want him to show up. Just do it.
If one of them don't show up, look how excited she is.
Okay, Chris Harrison looks sharp.
She's growing on me every episode now.
Yeah. Okay, velour robes. Oh, Jed, he's a singer-songwriter. He'd already have my heart.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a built-in talent right there, boo.
Guy that can sing.
So, Jeff, that was not Alaska.
Okay, it was Alyssa.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like shameless.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Who is that, Dylan?
Look at his heart tattoo.
That's Dylan.
Okay. What do we think about Dylan's body?
He's
a slim
tank. Hey, you know what? I'm not the type of girl. I'm like, I like all the colors of the rainbow and all the body types. So
I feel that.
He looks good. He's cute.
Okay. The tie-dye. Yes.
These guys are about to get showed up hard, though.
Who is that again?
Jonathan.
Before Jonathan.
Jonathan's got... he's got a great personality. Okay.
Yeah, he's confident.
Yeah!
Okay. Okay. The booty.
Smack the booty. I love a confident man who knows what he wants and is fearless on stage.
My Johnson!
Okay.
Oh!
Look at Miss J. They're all like, okay.
That's Mike J.
Yes, for the twerk! Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
JPJ.
Oh, there he is. Oh.
Wow.
No.
A lot of modeling.
Yeah. He needs... I love him, but we don't need a little bit of a tan. Okay,
Jeff.
So who was that before? Yes, Cowboy. Oh.
Okay,
I'm from South Carolina,
like...
so... Oh, look, the jealousy
is calm down, Luke.
Oh.
Calm down, Luke.
He has a really nice tone.
Okay, I love his body.
Yeah, his body is banging.
Oh. Ride a cowboy. Giddy up.
Oh, pew-pew-pew.
Finger guns.
Oh.
They saved Luke for last.
Of course they did.
Luke is like, no, Jed is not. Oh, okay, okay.
He just attacked.
Oh, God.
Is he going to do barking noises like when he got out the limo?
He has some washboard abs, damn.
Is he your guy's type?
He is my type. When I watched the first episode, he was the one that I was like,
this is right.
Really?
She just got finished saying, you know, like, I like everybody. She's like, yes.
What is it?
Luke P, I think, he has the most conventionally attractive face. I don't know these guys.
Yes, he does.
Like, I think I would see him at the bungalow somewhere or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I just think he's so hot.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Somehow they digitally edited my body onto the contestant's face there at the end.
It happened.
I'm going to be claiming copyright infringement.
I thought so.
Be sure to have somebody log that. We're going to see.
Okay. Here we go, unicycle. Oh, God.
Go, John. This is death-defying.
Okay.
Yeah. That's hard.
That's hard as hell.
Oh, not a little catwalk.
And down the aisle. Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
He's
don't
like,
fall!
That's good enough.
He's
that's
like,
good
I'm
enough.
Good, I'm good.
That's hard.
Okay.
Who is this again?
Jed.
No, it's not Jed.
That's
not Jed.
Is that Dylan?
It's, no, it's not Dylan. I think it's one of the Connors.
Luke S, maybe?
Oh, that's Jed.
Luke S, I think. The one who looks like Nick Viall.
They're doing a lot of emphasis on Jed.
Yeah.
Genuine. Oh, here we go.
But what do you think about this? We've seen him play guitar and sing already. He can't do this every time.
Yeah, I think
he's
a
one-trick pony.
I mean,
I don't know. I love musicians. I'm partial.
He did do that the first episode. Okay, let me...
Are we suspicious of the fact that he's a singer-songwriter?
I was going to bring that up because...
Yeah.
What's his name criticized of that on JoJo's season?
Everybody's criticized for that, yeah.
Anytime you do your talents on reality television sometimes.
I mean, if we bust it out, I feel like a bunch of these guys have probably put in an audition to be on many different shows. American Idol, he's probably done a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
My friends who have been on reality shows, they've applied for lots of different shows, so I don't think you can really knock it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the pilot's using his profession to his
advantage. Yeah, he came in his suit. It's the same thing.
Whatever.
I don't mind.
I don't mind it.
Oh, wait, I think I know what's about.
Stand up a rivalry.
Oh, God.
Murmur.
No.
Oh, God.
Luke said he's starting to fall in love with Hannah. This is the day after night one.
That's his talent.
Is that okay. He just spoke from the heart. Which, okay. Oh. I mean.
If I were her, I'd be suspicious.
It's a bold move, though.
I agree.
She doesn't look suspicious.
There's something about him, though, that feels genuine to me.
Yeah. It's almost insulting to her.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know anything about you, but you're hot enough to know that I'm falling in love with you.
I think that's what's going to make her break later, where she's like, y'all don't really know me, you think you do.
Yeah, because you know how when you watch somebody, like, I mean, you know, when you watch somebody on TV or you think that you know them, I feel like that's what he's doing right now, and he's not really genuinely getting to know her. He doesn't know her yet.
He wins?
Oh.
Wow. What does that say about what Hannah wants? Does she
because
like the big gestures like that?
Because isn't this reminiscent? So. Who was the dude on last season who was like, I'm falling in love with you? And she's like, really? He's like, well, no, that's what I thought you wanted to hear. And she booted him. Remember?
Yeah, the guy. It was this this contestant who was from Miami. He made perfume.
Yeah, I brought the perfume.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Sorry, two seasons ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Becca's season, I remember.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him, too, because he was Haitian, and I was like, damn, you let us sit down, fam. Oh, man.
That's weird. It just seems so contrived, and the guys are about to talk about it.
It is slightly insulting to her, because it's like, you haven't even explored all of me yet, and you're so... Like, the flattery just feels a little, like... Hollow. It's like, what's behind it?
Yeah, based on your two conversations in person.
Yeah, exactly.
Even me, who my love language is like words of affirmation, I love that kind of stuff, but I need to know that we've had the time.
It's generic. Sensitive. It's not even specific. Yeah. It's a generic thing to say about someone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Lucas.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all good.
And that's fair.
We were too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm. Oh.
That's Mike. That's Mike, right? Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson.
Yo,
my husband.
Mike Johnson. Mic drop on that one.
I plan on sliding into his DMs later in the season.
Yeah.
Of course.
He said, I already won. I've already told you I'm falling in love with you. But here, let me steal you from everybody yet again.
Preach, Rachel.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, like.
That's a good move.
It's a good game move.
When are people going to learn? Like, you have got to go and get one-on-one
time. Well, you got to be aggressive. You got to be aggressive on the show.
If she's like, you know, he tries to get me first every single time. I don't know.
Well,
she's googly-eyed over him and his body. It's true.
This man for...
Yeah, don't be that silly, Hannah. Come on.
It's hard when the subtitles are on.
I know.
Why? What is it?
Call him out. Come on.
Can I touch your body?
How do you know
I
it's mean, so
how
bad?
Do you...
Atta girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Like 5 minutes ago. And...
Infatuation, babe.
Yeah. Oh, do we have to say it again? Okay.
In that same cadence, too.
Yeah, I am.
He's
starting to.
He's well in that.
He knows the Bachelor lingo.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot to put on some.
I think he thinks he's telling the truth.
Yeah. That'll at least get you another 2 episodes.
To be fair, it could be honest. Right, like he could be starting to fall in love with
we
her.
We do know that he's clinically insane, so
yes.
Then he ate my face again.
Okay. Okay.
Are you sure?
I believe him. He just eats when he kisses. I know.
Like Pac-Man.
Wow. But
yeah, wow.
He's walking away like, beat that, idiots.
Oh,
the
okay.
Shade.
Shade.
Yeah, Mike Johnson.
Straight up shade,
it
Mike
was.
Johnson. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Lit.
Maybe a little bit.
He said, you a dog. Like, damn.
This is a bad move.
He said, I'm about 2 wine glasses in.
Bad Mike J move?
Yeah, I think he is.
Bad Mike J move?
Yes. This is a terrible move.
You don't
move.
Want to be the guy to call him out first.
This is a Bachelor lingo from that thing I was watching. This is called white knighting. Like, I want to protect her feelings, so I'm going to talk to you about your... Yeah. Like, forget it. Just talk to her about her stuff. Who cares what Luke is doing?
I mean, to his defense a little bit, he was one of the first guys that met her. So, but I mean, they didn't really, like, talk that much. But.
Yeah, I feel like guys like him and Cam, who met on After the Final Rose, are going to flex a lot.
Yeah.
He gets what he wants, is what he said, though. That's shady. I'm the kind of guy who gets what I want. Mm.
That's not true.
What? Oh.
Okay, I took that wrong there for a second.
Big time.
That
big
was nice
time.
Editing, guys.
I think a little trip down south.
You fit in perfect.
What? Uh-oh.
Is he getting the next one-on-one, Cam? I think it'll go to Tyler. Oh!
Whoa.
Oh,
Great. Okay, Tyler G's the solo.
Yeah. Tyler G's got a strong jawline over there.
He deserved to win one.
How excited she is.
She's beaming.
Dimples.
Whoa, she's giddy.
She's into him.
Mm-hmm. She went in for him. That's the first time I've seen her pursue a kiss.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She said
what'd she say?
And I was really feeling Jed all day. Give it to Jed. Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
John Paul Jones.
Oh, man.
I would raise hell.
He needs to stay in the competition. He makes it interesting.
Plus, I love Hanson, and we all know that he's a member of Hanson, so.
Give it to Jed.
Give it to Jed.
I think he's going to.
Yeah,
she's going
I think
to.
She is, too. Yep.
Oh!
Yay!
Because he was second place, so, you know.
He deserved it. He's a little sweetie. Oh, he's...
I love how they keep panning to him, like, anytime attention is on any other guy for his reaction.
They're setting up a big rivalry between the two of them.
Yeah,
they're also setting him up to look like he snaps at some point.
Yeah,
like,
well, they are.
They did that in the preview, too.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the groundwork now.
Yep. Laying that groundwork.
I saw Hanson live as an adult, by the way. It was very fun.
Nice, they're great.
It's very fun.
And it's fun to see John Paul Jones on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't.
Look at, calm down, psycho.
No.
Stop
with that. Everybody's rapping.
Dang. Okay, Cam with the flex.
Dang.
The what?
The planes.
No, our viewers mentioned it in the comments of our last watch along. Sorry, we can't control Burbank Airport.
I went to the Burbank Airport. I talked to them. They were like, nah.
Nah.
I was like, dang.
How are we feeling the pacing of this episode so far?
I think maybe a little slow.
Yeah, a little.
There's not a ton of peacocking.
I think it felt kind of feels kind of normal.
Yeah, it just feels
date,
normal.
Single date, group date, like
the guys are they're seeming like there's nobody that's like.
I think so far that first group date was entertaining.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Night one is a little like gotta get through all the guys.
You think they're stretching for some drama though? That's why they keep spiking Luke's face in the camera and stuff.
Maybe. We're gonna get tired of it soon. Like, it's already so much so soon. Unless someone else becomes a villain later, and it's just like a big setup.
No time. That's a lot of white.
I like her outfit. Very cash.
Mm-hmm. This is our general. He's the general contractor dancer, right?
Yeah.
No, Tyler C is. This is Tyler
G.
This is scary eye contact, guy.
Ah, sorry.
Can they just cast people with all different names?
That would be nice, isn't it? I have their faces in front of me, and it's still difficult to tell.
Oh, she called it how it is.
Yes, they are.
Oh. Yes, he is.
Which
yes.
Tyler is this?
Tyler G. Oh.
I just remember his exit, though, or his entrance. He was one who was like, I've dreamed about you every night, and this is how I feel in our dreams. It was just
so
like
my dreams
intense.
Are coming true, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right.
He kind of does. He does look like Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Never.
His eyes. Whew.
Yeah. Well, he's got that dark. He's tall. He's. I mean, you know, the typical tall, dark, and handsome. But
the guy's worse.
For sure, my type.
Yeah, you know, I looked it up on Google too, and I realized I drive past the mansion like all the time.
Do you
really?
Yeah.
Is it on Canaan?
I call it Canaan, but yeah. Nice. Is it Canaan?
That's the topic,
yeah, it is.
Nice.
It's right up there.
Oh, here we go. Okay, there. Okay, that wasn't bad.
I'm like very shocked that he like has bars.
I know, right?
I thought he just did that for the limo entrance, but he's keeping up with it.
I prefer Hannah G. The rapping wise.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a line. I'm excited to get messy.
We're all white for this outfit? For this
two yeah, weeks. Wait, what?
What?
ATVs? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're getting messy.
She said whoopsie. Oh. How is she still all white?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. I'm a dirty girl.
Looks pretty clean.
Oh, okay. It's
weird.
Not good.
Oh.
Not interesting.
Talk about ex-boyfriend.
No, you don't, because then you wouldn't be there with Tyler. Use it, Tyler!
This is kind of boring. What a...
Real boring.
This is like a weird conversation.
Like, no one's smiling.
He's like looking away from me.
Well, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world.
He's not an active listener.
Yeah.
Fairy tales start.
Well, I mean, he did feel like I did feel like he was literally listening to what she was saying. He's like, huh?
That's lame.
It's an awkward position for him to be in.
Ooh, Aladdin commercial.
I don't think that's an effective solo date. We'll see the next. They get dinner, right? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Tyler G?
I mean, I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's very genuine.
He feels like a seventh placer.
Yeah, I don't see him being the one.
He's wasting his time on this solo date, but I think he'll get a rose to continue on.
Yeah,
I feel like he definitely has walls up, which is, I think, is why she said that.
Yeah.
Because you could see it all over his face. He was really thinking about what she was saying. He's like, God, I think I do, you know?
He's guarded.
Yeah, he's definitely guarded. I don't think she would have had that conversation with him if she didn't feel that from him.
I love that they're eating at the Roosevelt Hotel. Little do they know, right beneath them, a man is dressed up like Spider-Man trying to sell his mixtape.
Aww.
What are you talking about?
It's bad. It's stupid.
I don't really get it.
I like it.
You?
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't like talking about what should happen on a first date. On a first date, have a first date.
Yeah,
I get that.
You know what I mean?
But
it feels wasted.
I totally 100% agree. But I think when you do those first type of dates, you really need to lay everything out on the table. This is what I want. This is what I need. I mean, sometimes that can be a little intense.
But they're not even doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now a little bit. Now, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
But this is the first getting to know you thing.
Oh. Okay. What are her dreams?
To be a mom.
Yeah.
A wife.
And a career.
Have her own career.
It's very generic.
I know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's a big old date.
They will not, for sure.
Okay, chill out.
For sure? Is that for sure?
Wait, I don't get it.
There's one more one-on-one, right?
Four dates in one episode? Nah. Is it?
K.O., Connor, J. Kevin. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Okay. Stay with that kiss. Okay, it was a short kiss. You don't know me. You don't know me.
My wife's pretty cool.
I have a great personality,
right?
I haven't seen this guy smile once though. That's so annoying to me.
Yeah, he's not even being very like.
It just seems blah. But that's cool. She's feeling it.
I feel like
seems like a nice guy.
Uplifting chords.
Maybe he's crazy ridiculously nervous in front of the camera.
Yeah,
I think
I try to give him some benefit of the doubt.
I was supposed to go to this date. I think they were filming it up here in the valley.
It feels like the valley.
But I was like, the tape time was like 8 hours. I was like, nope.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it is obviously what it looks like. Luke.
He looks hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good. I love it when the cameramen get cameos. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job, Damien.
You're doing it.
On camera, too. You're doing a great job.
See, Joseph in the chat, he's always here watching with us, said he can see four dates because in the preview it looked like Hannah was being made out to be a victim. Because the guys were beginning to fight over her.
Oof.
Maybe there's a fourth date.
Yeah.
Is it weird that three people would not go on
that is strange.
A date on the second episode?
No.
Like, not to just chunk them into the group dates?
Because there's always one person who's like, well,
it's still early enough that she could be like, I'm sorry if I didn't get any time with you this week. Like, it's just over. Like, I feel like there's usually one or two that are outliers, no?
In the first episode?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think. I mean, so from the little preview that we saw, it looks like Cam is going to go crazy, go find them on the group date, obviously with the help of producers.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, accost her.
Yeah.
When that's obviously a terrible move, and he should just instead be switching his thinking and be like, she likes me a lot. I've already gotten roses. Like, she doesn't need to talk to me anymore at this point, right? And he's going to
Cam
mess
got the
up.
Got the rose at the
after the final,
after
rose,
the final rose. Yeah. Right.
You want your water?
Yeah.
It's like, it's left him with this, like, false sense of entitlement, though.
Yeah.
That he's, like...
Yeah, but he's channeling it the wrong way, right?
Supposed to get all her time.
My phone's vibrating with my Hinge matches.
Nice.
Okay.
We're just...
Ask them if they're watching Bachelor.
I got my own Bachelorette going on my phone right now.
Use responses that we hear on The Bachelorette tonight that Hannah says.
Yeah. Use, oh, right. That's funny.
That's like, did you see the video of the guy who kept the phone scammer going by just quoting lines from movies?
What?
You know the phone scammers, right? People who, like, call you and try to scam you out of money.
You mean in general?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this one guy was waiting for it or whatever, and he had the number, or he called whatever, and he kept them going just based on lines from movies. Like,
really?
He's like, hey, I got a phone call the other day saying I was going to get arrested. Like, there was a warrant, and the guy, like, because that's a callback scam, right? So he called them back, and the scammer was like, yeah, blah, blah, like, what did they say, this? And he kept going, and he was like, I know, like, I told them, you know, they could take our wives, but they'll never take our freedom. Or, and, like, he just kept going on.
Oh,
it was
God.
Amazing.
That is ridiculous.
It's not wives, it's lives, isn't it? They could take our wives. Not accurate for where we live, Lee.
Oh. Kevin's a little intense.
Yeah. So many guys on one day. I'm going to respond on my Hinge. Let's see if you can roll with the punches. That's right.
See, I would love to have leggings on for this.
You would love to what?
Their knees are going to be sore.
Yeah.
Whew. They have knee pads.
All of these girls could kick any of these guys' asses.
Yes, basically.
Oh, yes, girl.
Okay.
Lord Derby.
See it. Mm-hmm. Hannah is looking like a snack.
She looks really good.
She looks so good.
Oh.
What if it's Hannah?
Girl. Mm.
Girl, I'm on that level with you. I love her shorts.
Ah, wow. So fucking hot. Oh,
no. I fell on my tailbone one time off of a, what is those things?
Swing? Seesaw?
No, the thing that you ride around on.
The thing you ride around on? Merry-go-round.
No, you're standing up on it and you're riding it. I can't remember what it's called right now. They're a big phenomena.
Oof. Yo.
Oof. Basically, Cam should be okay with missing this date.
Right? This looks painful.
You can't get the final rose if you get medically ejected from the game.
I would have much rather done the first date than the second one.
Yeah. Walk around in the
speedo. She's like, okay, so the guys I don't really like on the second date.
Okay, if they get hurt.
Nope, here we
this
go
is
again.
Cam, yep.
I'm already just, like, annoyed with him.
Like, cue it up, harmonica, on the couch.
He's just a weirdo, this guy.
He's, it's because, yeah, he's not, like, annoying.
We know. Oh, they always get him.
Bachelorette Derby, Dudes Derby. Oh, Slam Obama Hannah.
Good name.
Oh my God. He fell on his face.
There's nothing funnier than grown men just falling down. Or anybody falling down.
Joey? I think Joey's made up.
Basically, if you just chill at the back and let everybody fall, you can skate to victory.
Okay, Dustin, let's see what you got.
He's the only one that can roller skate, so...
The audience, I can't.
I'm being told it's Dustin.
I'm being told because I can't tell any of these guys
apart. 10 feet
yet.
Away from him.
Oh no!
Oh, no. They're chanting kill. That's it. That's been intense.
The green ones.
Okay, champagne showers.
He says he's a bad loser. That's funny.
Drinking out of the shoe.
That wasn't really competitive.
Yeah, I felt like that was very kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. I want to see this movie so bad.
Yeah.
I cannot with them. That can't be their mask. I'm dying.
And if you guys are watching along, I'm live tweeting, so from the AfterBuzz TV account. Let's see. Where my tweets are slowly but surely.
No.
Oh, look, Dustin.
Guys, yeah, before the pageant.
Poor Dustin.
I know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Who was the jammer from the green team?
The other
Kyle?
Darren.
Darren?
Darren.
Darren versus Dustin, right?
Yeah. But it didn't really matter, did it?
Yeah, it was just kind of...
No, that's they're the ones who can score.
Yeah, but, like, it didn't matter in the episode.
No.
So, like, in Derby it matters, but, like, in the... I feel like whoever was the... Like, there was no real competition.
Well, now, shouldn't she give Darren, like, some private one-on-one time right off the bat because he was MVP?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Okay, Wanda Sykes. Jamie Foxx is so talented.
Ridiculously talented.
Yeah, he's so good.
I want to have dinner with him so bad just to talk to him. They definitely reuse this as a date location.
Yeah. Garrett, I think Garrett's
cute. Oh.
He's the losing jammer. Ugh. Got hurt.
Probably faked it. He was like, let me get some sympathy
right
here.
Yeah.
No,
she's kissed a lot of guys.
No, that was weird.
She's kissing his mustache hair.
No. I don't want to hear that.
Nope.
She's not into it.
Yeah, she hasn't even turned her body.
I hate it so much. Ooh, friend zone.
Yeah, and they didn't even have her interviewed afterwards, because...
Come on, pilot!
No reaction to it.
She's generous with these guys.
She's what?
Like, generous with them.
She gives them a lot of reassurance.
Yeah, she
or just
does.
Just, like, kindness.
Look at that ring.
See, this is a much better one-on-one.
I kind of want him to, like, grow facial hair or just not have the peach fuzz. It's like...
Yeah. little seventh grade.
It's very seventh grade, and he's too handsome for that.
Yeah. He probably can't grow it.
Yeah.
But then, like,
shave it.
Right. Shave it.
Guy's not going to get up. Garrett.
Oh, God. Why is he hyping it
well, so
hard?
Well, I feel like this would be a great discussion.
He's not going to get to talk to her.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Because ABC
here we
is
go.
Always being
the moment that we've all... Oh, he said, I will not be silenced.
Yes.
Always be cringeworthy.
God, Cam.
The producer's got to eat this up, right? He's like, yeah. I want to go crash her date. They're like, yup, get the limo.
This is they came up to later, like, though.
Hey, you should do this. We needed this, though, in the episode.
Cologne guy, it wasn't that far into the show.
Yeah, but
right?
I'm saying, I'm talking about somebody crashing a date.
Yeah. Say no.
That's so awkward.
Say no. No,
Hannah's
say no.
Wait, who was that?
That's talent manager Devin, right?
Devin.
Ooh, she's not happy.
Yeah, she's not happy with us.
That was Devin?
Yeah, Devin got upstaged.
Yeah. Yes. For her.
Dude's so pissed, dude.
He looks like he belongs in a different
Maybe that dude's gonna
decade.
Go home just like Scott did. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
He's like an 80s villain. He should be like being,
I'm getting more like 50s vibes. Like
yeah. I feel like he should
be
like
singing at the chocolate shop or
insulting
something.
Insulting Molly Ringwald or something. Oh, look.
Tyler.
Audible's now a dating app.
How do we feel about the episode, guys?
It's cool so far.
It's good. I'm excited for this next portion because
yes.
I feel like we definitely needed this interrupt of the date.
Yes,
drama.
We need a little bit of energy.
I needed a little energy to come in. I needed some drama and some stuff to talk.
Yeah.
Talk some smack about. Cam's given me what I need right now.
Yes.
So I'm happy.
Yeah. Maybe.
He's given the producers what they need.
Yeah, producers are loving it too.
I think they're playing the long game with Luke P as the villain, and Cam is just going right for it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to be a front runner, but now I'm like, maybe he'll shoot himself.
They
in the
got rid of the villain
sooner.
In the first episode. The freaking guy who had a girlfriend.
Scott.
Right.
God,
but they got.
There are multiple villains.
See, these guys just self destruct. It's so strange. That's how you get the weirdo dude, like the sausage guy, just sneaking through, because all these guys are like...
Yeah, he's not even attractive, either.
He didn't say two words tonight so far. He's going to probably get a rose, because all these other guys are going to send themselves home.
Wait, didn't Grant get sent to the talent competition?
Who?
The pageant? Grant?
Wasn't sausage guy.
Wait.
Yeah, he was on that date.
Yeah.
Did we see him do any talents?
They focused on Luke, Jed, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But... We saw them all do stuff. Luke S. played the trumpet. Mike Johnson had a
did slam poetry.
Yeah. Jed played guitar. Jonathan juggled, right?
Luke did his thing.
John Paul Jones unicycled.
Yes.
Dylan, I guess, didn't have a talent. Luke P.
In fairness, did not have a talent either.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't even think we saw Grant do a Speedo walk.
He must have been that uninteresting.
Too many sausages for the show.
even get in the edit.
Or not enough sausage.
That just made me really hungry. Interested to see what she's going to say coming up.
I know.
About this interruption.
Something tells me she's going to like it. She seems to be responding to those, like, grand gestures.
She is. I just wonder how she... wonder how she feels about... I don't know. I'm just interested.
You think it's different because she's been through it already? So she's like, if someone had done that to me when I was on my private date... with Colton, I would have hated it.
Yeah.
And that would have been wrong.
Yeah, I mean, she could be looking at it.
Find out.
Man, they are, ABC is pushing this hard.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like it, Garrett.
Yeah, you talked a lot of smack, but you ain't do nothing.
I was so excited.
Oh, God.
What?
No. No.
He is terrible.
Just such weird instincts. Like, what kind of girl is like, oh, more puns?
Yeah. Well, forget us. Forget me.
Ooh. She didn't like that either.
She's like, mwah.
Who's that guy?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This is probably my favorite shot of the episode.
It looks like they're gonna have a duel.
Punch him. So punch him.
Hey. Howdy.
Oh. They were the same shirt.
Nice. But I got a cardigan though.
Yeah, goodbye.
What's his name again?
Tyler
Carpenter Z. Dancer.
Tyler?
Bro.
He just has so much personality, Tyler.
Yeah, you should never have come out there to begin with. She either did like that, or she very graciously got him out of there.
Yeah.
Did we really get an answer from Hannah on whether she liked
it? I don't know.
Not yet.
It was a very non-answer. Like, well, thanks
don't
for coming.
Don't you think we will? Oh, here comes another final, one. At the rose ceremony. Oh, Garrett.
Nope.
No one cares.
There's no rules, though.
Like, why isn't he talking to her now?
Right?
Yeah.
Rookie move.
I never understand that when they keep, like, trying to, like, address. Like, don't.
Why are you spending any
not,
time
like,
on the
him
day.
At the house later. You're still on the day right now.
There's another one.
Oh my god, I can't. Is it everybody gonna walk out?
Who is that?
Are they just sending out?
They're like, okay, in 3, 2, 1, Kevin? Who got next?
Kevin looks like Tim Tebow too.
I actually think Kev's kinda right here though.
Okay, his pants. I want a pant.
Oh, his butt though.
I hope it pants out.
Yeah, he's got a nice bottom. All right. Well.
Yes. That's true if you're him.
Yeah.
It's your fault, bro.
That's right. It's Cam's fault. Who gets it? Who gets it? Pilot Peter. Guys, quick, quick. Who gets it? Who gets it?
Probably Peter.
Peter. Yeah.
They had a good conversation.
They had the best conversation.
Oh! Because he got hurt? Oh my god.
Oh god, I thought that was...
Okay, Alfred from Batman.
Interesting.
Why do we fall, Bruce?
Man, seething.
At least you talked to Cam, Kevin. Suck. Suck. Funny.
Dang, he's getting aggressive.
You sure? You're not, because it feels like you are. That's Kevin?
Yeah.
This is all from my memory, that's for sure. Sorry, bro.
Oh, here he is again.
Luke Hungry.
Oh, yes.
Want more face.
I mean, it's just thrilling.
Hum, hum, hum.
Did he go into the diary room and
she's
make
gonna
out
have
with her?
Like red suction marks like on her face. Luke's dangerous.
I mean, she really likes that though. She wants a man to
episode.
Just be like,
I think she really responds well to that energy. I don't know why, but
yeah.
Ready to be bold, take control.
She said, I want a man who's gonna tell me. Gonna get me.
Now I really want lasagna after that commercial. So good.
I'm gonna shamelessly plug again, but if you guys are bored, I am live tweeting the episode, so, you know?
Let's see.
During commercials, Bachelor Twitter is always entertaining.
Gotta take a look.
The Bachelor Twitter?
Just Bachelor Twitter in general. Just like the culture people tweeting about.
John Wick 4 confirmed.
I didn't see any of them, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, the first one's absolutely worth it. Second one, yeah, and I haven't seen the third one yet.
It's been getting amazing reviews.
Yeah.
People are just like, it's the best movie ever.
Because Keanu Reeves is so awesome. He's so badass.
It's
and it's amazing. And he does most of his own stunts.
That's
like most
epic.
Of all the work. It's yeah, he's hardcore.
Luke. That's what his name was.
Oh, Luke Pell.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Somebody said they're really trying to avoid any fence jumps this year. You zoom in, it's got the barbed wire.
That's actually great. Oh my god.
Are they bringing Whammy back? Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I auditioned for that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I love press.
The men taking turns to come out individually tell Cam he's a douche. I'm going next. I'm going next.
Who's coming? Oh.
Oh. This is.
I feel like.
Now, to me, this is being overly built up. It's not that hard to eliminate a few guys at this point.
Yeah.
Another good outfit, though.
When Cam showed up to the date, though.
Do you guys like the dress?
I do.
Wait. Well, it's red, which I love red.
Cool arm thing.
Bold. Yes, yes, I love it.
Okay, yeah, now that I've seen it all top to bottom.
A bit.
I know you
Whoa. I didn't get to talk to you.
They're all like wild, like
Cam
animals.
Is so creepy.
Uh-oh. She's already getting so emotional.
Oh, no.
Calm down, Mike Johnson.
I'm gay.
Clean it.
Yo.
Where's Demi? That's what I want. A little more Demi. Is he by a candle?
I liked that shot.
He looked like a little bird.
It was like an insert.
Very artistic.
Like a pickup.
Let me buy my candle.
The producer says, Hannah, we need more from your toast than we did last season.
Yeah.
So I'll weep instead.
Stretch to hit the 2 hours.
I know.
Let me take my shirt off and make out with you.
Okay, who's this? Connor?
No. Yes. Connor S.
Connor S.
Most talker.
Sophomore English was really tough. And I couldn't finish the novels. Yeah, dude.
What? Oh, shit, that's why.
He didn't go on a date, right?
Yeah, no. he didn't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But has she been with him?
It's a lot of kissing. For one girl. So jealous.
Gives him a lot of reassurance.
Yeah. So awkward.
Don't say yes either. I hate that.
Did she have a rough week?
No.
Oh, is that Tim Tebow?
No, this is Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Oh, Jesus, he looks...
He didn't get one-on-one time. He did talk to Cam, though.
What? He didn't get a one-on-one, Kevin.
No.
That was his move.
Oh,
Cam in an unwanted way.
Yeah, because she wants it from Luke. She's kind of going for it.
Yo. Kevin's like, no. I got something planned for all three of us.
That's what Luke said, too.
Threesome. Why is Kevin there?
Yeah, if you're going to steal her, just steal her. Like, why am I here? No, he's
get wrecked, Kevin! Get wrecked! You suck!
Oh, but I want that.
Do something about it! Why are you taking the food away?
I would have picked up those chicken nuggets and I would have said, boom! A chicken nugget ceremony.
Ew.
Why did Kevin become the waiter?
Yeah, you are.
It's just so funny because these guys can't actually do anything.
Right. Oh, he threw a chicken nugget at him! Take that, Cameron.
Oh, God, they zoomed in on the chicken nuggets. The chicken nuggets, guys, on
what
the floor.
Is why is this not sponsored by McDonald's or something?
That's what he threw, the chicken
Come
nuggets.
Come on! Where's the Wendy's commercial?
This
anything.
Is the drama we were promised for Hannah B's season.
Not God. Quite a fence jump.
Chicken nuggets?
Yes.
Okay.
Forget about the fence jump. The chicken nuggets, guys. The chicken nuggets.
I mean, my goodness.
I just saw the replay of myself screaming, he threw a chicken nugget at him.
Oh, God.
You know how I feel?
Chicken my nuggets. Mouth, I'm like, what?
I could never fall for Cam. I only take my nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
Honey mustard.
You want this honey mustard? Oh, never mind.
Someone say, Cam needs to go. Such a control freak.
No, I just said in the chat, because Avalon Park is saying, here he goes again. If Hannah lets Cam through... That's just screaming mountains of information.
About
right?
Hannah?
Well, about what she's looking for, about what's effective, about...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that we are like, oh, that's kind of disrespect. Like, so what? Who
right?
cares?
I think,
like,
I think tops he's through one more week. If he gets through this week, I just... I don't know.
I think for sure he's through this week. No
yeah,
problem.
I do too. But I just... This is the weirdest threesome situation.
I was so... Did you tweet that, Jeff?
Say what?
No, I'm going through all the tweets from The Bachelor.
All the Bachelor. Yeah. That was really strange.
ABC needs to send Always Be Cam home. Dude's a weirdo.
Whoa.
Been arguing about chicken nuggets. I'm here for it.
That's just not how you're supposed to react. Like, I don't understand why all these guys let him get away with it. If he comes and says, I'm going to take her, you say no.
Five more minutes.
I'm not done yet. Like, yeah, cool. Like, in five minutes.
That's what I would do.
For sure think that they need to...
You don't walk to the rose circle with them and then waiter away the chicken nuggets when they're done. Like,
yeah, if she wants someone who's bold, the guy that's there should be like, you know what? Give me five more minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly. Instead, he went to the guys to go like... Look what happened to me.
I'd be like, oh, here, I'll take the chicken nugget platter. Don't you take that chicken nugget platter.
Right.
No. Right. Hell. Oh, hell no.
You pull up the YouTube video on how those things are made with the little gloop gun. Show them how gross it is. Chicken nugget. Everybody else on the computers, I'm looking at you guys.
Sorry.
Chicken nuggets.
We're catching up on Bachelor Twitter. It's so good.
Somebody on Twitter saying that Peter, the pilot, looks like Colton and Nick Vale.
Oh, combined. Yeah.
And that they had a child.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I was like, that's actually semi-accurate, I feel.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, no, it's Aladdin again.
Ooh, we're back.
You see. What?
Wow. Oh, you smitten.
She went for that kiss.
Yeah, she leaned in.
Yep.
He's so serious that there we go. I just want to see him smile and like have a good time. He's a little too intense. Garrett. Blah blah blah.
Nice guy, Jed. Okay.
My boo.
Yeah, you gotta talk to her. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Jed has a bright future in this franchise, wherever he lands.
Yeah, he does.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
This is, they're gonna enact the Kama Sutra in front of the candles real quick.
She already unbuckled her dress in the back? Come on.
PA had to light all those candles.
Hannah is ready.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Aw, Jed. Hurt. Awkward. Okay, a whole bleep section.
Now he's mad.
Yeah, I feel like she gotta get a little more focused. He's distracting her.
He's like, let's go talk to him. That's such a power move.
I feel awkward. But it is awkward.
I don't even know what just happened. Like, okay.
She's like freaking out.
She realizes.
Awkward.
Yeah.
She's awkward.
She's like, forgive me, please. Tells me she likes him a lot.
Oh, I like his humor.
That is the right reaction. Like, he should have taken his jacket off and be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
With the gems.
That was a relatively weak cocktail party. Unless they just didn't.
That's okay.
Oh, Joseph in the chat thinks Cam is going to make it to hometowns, no problem.
No, I don't see him lasting very long.
Avalon Park, interesting comment. She thinks that Jed, or he, sorry Avalon, not sure, thinks that Jed's the guy who's going to throw it back in her face when she makes that comment later, like, you can't judge
the
me.
The virgin shamer.
Oh!
Because then he's be like, you were stuck in face with Luke and like half naked in the cocktail bar. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Could be.
I don't see that for Jed.
It's a good prediction, but I don't see it.
I mean, yeah, he handled this so level-headed. Even just
he handled
said
it 100%.
After,
that's exactly what you do, yeah.
He did, even perfect, like you were saying, it would have been really funny if he came back in and made a joke on the spot, but I think the fact that he let her run after him and kind of console him too, it's like, all right, she needed to feel like he was okay, gave him the reassurance. I think it's grabbing her in his
pocket.
It's
good. I think both ways really work out. He did it
well played.
The way of getting mad and whatever would be wrong. This is great.
Yeah. Like, he didn't act like
I think
he
I got
was
my
totally
MVP
okay,
moment
yet. But it wasn't.
That might be it, man. That was good.
That was great. Is that at the Grove? Looks like it.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it?
Or no, that's bigger. Glendale Galleria.
Yeah.
Right?
It also could be,
I've never been to that gallery.
They're all owned by the same company.
Yeah, the Burbank Town Center.
Yeah.
It's like all the same.
Yeah. They're gorgeous, though. Those outdoor malls. Oh,
yeah.
So nice.
Love it. So cute.
That's where we got, right by there, Glendale Galleria is where we got our rings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We went for the, I got hers. I got mine at the Diamond District downtown.
Did you?
Yeah.
I kind of wussed out on that. I went to, like, a big store, and I was like, this is easy. Like, let's just go. Yeah.
What'd you go with? What's yours made out of?
Oh, cobalt.
Nice.
The cheapest you can
get.
I
went for the tungsten. Very heavy.
Yours is heavy. Like, whoa.
Mike and I are not married.
Heavy.
This is a marriage ritual.
It's just so
that's
funny.
Real heavy.
There's actually 20,
I got
though.
Mine pre-dinged up.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Yeah. See. So I knew I could ding mine up and you couldn't tell.
That's smart. So but tungsten doesn't get damage.
I held this next to the platinum and the white gold and it all looked the same.
Wait, who's so
I
was like, yeah,
this I'm the heavy one.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want to mix it up.
No, I can't. More, just way bigger than mine.
Yeah, man. There's more, like, really, there's more variability in dude wedding rings than there are in female wedding rings, really.
No.
Well, the diamond changes a lot, but the band. There's, so many materials. It's mostly just white gold.
Well, these days, I feel like certain cuts are very classic.
Designs, it's
right.
Like,
yeah.
Make your eyes go cross.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like those never work. Like the live plays, live theater plays, stuff, they never really pan out.
I can't say because I missed, like, the two recent ones. Wasn't it Grease and,
I didn't watch them either, yeah.
I missed both of them, so I really can't say if they're, like, good or not.
Producers see a male Hannah in Cam. They wanted her to go to downtown by Colin.
Okay.
We'll
see. Did anybody look who the 30th person was last week? I forgot. Whoa. JPJ looks like he's about to faint and throw up.
She's so girl, giddy. Come on, girl. Own it.
Own it.
That's right. Own it. She's so giddy, like a little high school girl. Which is cute, but... Let's do it.
What if she eliminates Luke right now? No. Like, you're what my eyes want, but not my heart. She has to go home.
Definitely not going to happen. It's a 0% chance.
Tyler C. Tyler C. First rose.
All right.
That draw.
It's so laid. It's like too laid back for me. Like, I don't like it.
Him and, Connor S. Mm. Connor, just feel like I like really like you.
Really?
Wow, you didn't. All Garrett talked about was how he didn't get to talk to her.
Waiting out on that Luke P. Rose. Devin's the one relieved. That got interrupted.
Devin's are so relieved right now.
Honor S.
Do you think the producers choose the order? They choose the order to build specific tension?
I bet. Probably. Yeah, specific. I bet they ask for the first call and the last call out.
Yeah.
Luke P, number 5, right in the middle.
They probably are like, who do you want to keep? All right, now do it this order.
Right.
They're like, put Luke P a little last so that the guys feel like they have more of a chance.
Well, he's the car salesman.
Connor J, who was won by the light.
This guy...
Yes, yeah, Pierre the pilot.
Pilot Pete is safe, no problem. They're not going to let him go.
It's not, baby, it's not you. I love you, but
Kevin's
it's not.
Kevin's so relieved.
Pilot Peter's not going to go home until he's been able to fly her somewhere.
Kevin every looks single
like
time for
a Fast and Furious villain or something. I don't know, I just got that stare. Like,
A lot of these dudes have very, like, intense stares.
Yeah.
Wow. Every time Jonathan goes through, I'm shocked.
I thought he was going to go home
tonight. He seems,
like,
sweet, but like a friend.
He does.
Yeah, like he's giving me friend vibes.
Yeah.
Little Kerps, maybe?
I don't remember Joey.
There's no way Sausage Dude gets through again,
John,
right?
John Paul. Shaking in his boots.
JPJ, come on.
Like, who's that guy?
No one will not give me a rose. Well, we know, honey.
Is he going to say ABC again this episode?
Oh, my God.
Look at him. He's got that serial killer.
Oh, and is he doing man. ABC really? Because it's the network?
The network is living for that.
You're so right.
They have to tell them, like, I'm between these two people. We'll pick this one because...
What? How is Grant still making it? I'm going to start rooting for Sausage Party Guy. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. The other Connor's going home.
Cam is gonna get there. Come on. The other guy did nothing. At least he did something this episode. Who are you?
That guy's hot up, but I don't know
him. Who is he?
Yeah.
Bang!
Yes, the tension.
Bold move.
Just built.
Eat it.
So who didn't go through? Connor J. That guy.
He was the jammer. He was the winning jammer. Thomas, right?
Thomas.
No,
there was a
Darren,
Thomas?
Darren.
Oh, Darren, sorry.
There's never been a Thomas.
No, there is. Thomas went out last time. My pictures are just really fuzzy.
You're like, Alejandro.
No.
Really, what?
Thomas went out last episode. I need to find a sharper image. But he was the winning jammer.
Like, I jammed on the derby.
Come on, man. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Is that guy?
He was not her type, though.
Darren.
Oh.
But.
Who's this?
Oh, who is that?
Who is that? That was the worst hug I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She was like getting pushed.
Like, it was like a, yeah, that was fun, right? Yeah.
They only sent three?
Who is that?
Who was that last guy?
Was his name Brian? Was there a Brian?
Okay, to my future best friend.
Oh.
Wow, Cam.
He said, we're not going to cheers to that.
Don't be corny, though.
So, do we think Cam cannot do this stuff again going forward? Like, was this his shot?
We'll see.
I think Hannah B's threshold for the antics is going to be...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Giving up soon.
This is bold. Into the confessional. We didn't get to finish our makeout session.
Every time she's like, hey, like, please hold me in front of you.
Really?
He seems like he's the guy that just might kill you. You do the wrong thing.
Definitely a place to get a private time.
Yeah.
No one will interrupt you there.
Is she?
That's
she's not that dumb.
And they're like setting us up for like a big disappointment somehow.
I don't know.
Like Luke has a girlfriend or like something.
This looks like the kind of guy who used to have a lot of sex and is no longer having sex.
Well, he told us that, though.
I know. It's just, like, so visible.
Oh, yeah, because he's celibate now.
Even like kind of devastating music.
I know.
Oh, the labor pain one.
Oh my god! Ooh!
Oh god.
Rawr. Oh, oh!
Tell her a sad story to what?
Get a pity rose. Why would you say that to the other guys, though?
Who is this? This is the 30th guy.
No.
He's made up.
Her nose. She's been kissing too much. She got her a red nose.
Who is this?
Is that Matthew?
Maybe. Wow.
From night one?
She's wearing that red dress, though, from...
Did he get a rose?
No. I don't even know who that is.
He's never existed. He's a PA that they put in a suit and made
him. Is she gonna kiss him after this? Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. It was Mateo. It was Mateo.
Oh. All right, guys.
That was Mateo. He made it through.
Oh, that was Mateo. Okay. Well, we just wrapped our coverage of the watch-along of Season 15, Episode 2 of The Bachelorette. Excitingly, the four of us are going to be going on air in about 10 minutes. We will be doing our after show, so please stay tuned right where you are, right on this channel. Don't change it, because we're going to be live with the after show. We'll see you soon. And I'm going to end the broadcast.
Peace. Woo!